Chapter 17.
With a gallery of old Republic architectural studies on the walls, and a seating area dominated by two chic La Vida Rest couches, the room had obviously been decorated with an eye towards style rather than function. It also appeared far too tidy to be the office of a working judge. Atop the fashionable free-floater desk, there was not a single document folder, nor even a reading lamp or data pad. In fact, the only indication that someone actually used the chamber on a regular basis was the lingering trace of a sweet, fruity perfume that Jagged Fell felt quite sure the room's current occupant would not be caught comatose wearing. Tall and regal, with long copper hair going to gray, the woman was standing with her back to him. Dressed in her usual uniform of slacks and a white faux military tunic, she was gazing out a long panel of one-way transparisteel into a gray-walled courtroom that was as austere as the office was fashionable. The room was packed with Jedi, reporters, and other spectators, but the woman's attention was fixed on the general area of the defense table, where a blonde, stoic-looking Jedi-turned-finder sat next to her lumpy-faced attorney, a male Twi'lek named Nawara Venn. Without looking away from the courtroom, the copper-haired woman motioned to a vacant spot beside her.
"Head of State Fell, won't you join me? This won't take long, and I suspect you're as interested in Jedi Vale's arraignment as I am."
"I have no doubt the proceeding will be quick, Chief Dalla," Jagged said.
Because he had requested this meeting at the last minute, Dalla had asked him to join her in the chambers of Judge Arabelle Ortelli.
"But Tahiri Vela hasn't been a Jedi for nearly 3 years."
"So I've heard."
Dalla continued to look into the courtroom, but Jag thought he glimpsed the hint of a smile at the corner of her mouth.
"Then this should be interesting."
As Jag drew closer to the viewing panel, he saw the Solos sitting in spectator seats behind the defense table. Han and Leia were at the far end of the row, while Jaina was at the other end, with six unoccupied chairs between them. Jag felt a stab of guilt, because he knew he was the cause of the rift in the Solo family. What he didn't know was what else he could have done. It simply would not have been honorable to ignore his duty to the Galactic Empire by telling the Jedi what he had overheard about Dalla and the Mandalorians. As sad as Jag was to see the Solos so obviously at odds, he was not surprised to find them at Tahiri's arraignment. They had been protective of her for the last couple of years, perhaps because her change of heart at the end of the Civil War had saved a great many Jedi lives. Or maybe they felt bad about how Kydus had played on her emotions to lead her down a dark path. Or maybe they just felt close to her because of what she had meant to their son Anakin. Probably it was all of those things. Whatever the Solo's reasons, Jag just wanted to convince Dalla to drop the charges against Vela. First, it was the right thing to do. Second, helping Tahiri just might redeem him in the eyes of his future in-laws. He stopped a pace from Dalla's side, then gently touched a knuckle to the one-way transparisteel. Although it was impossible to see through the panel from the other side, both Jaina and Leia instantly looked in his direction.
"No secrets from the Jedi," Dalla commented. "What do you imagine they will make of your presence here? With me?"
"I'm sure they'll know exactly why I'm here."
Jag hoped that he sounded more confident than he felt.
"To help you see the mistake you're making."
Dalla looked at him and cocked a brow.
"You don't approve of my methods?"
"I don't approve of using the judicial system as a political weapon," Jag replied. "It smacks of tyranny."
Dalla appeared to consider this for a moment. Then her expression grew unreadable, and she said,
"We are all products of our past, Head of State Fell. But I see your point.